Workbook for the Basics of Sterile Processing. Chapter 1. Roles and Responsibilities. Question 1. The main role of sterile processing area is to A. Pick supplies for surgery. B. Enter and account for patient charges. C. Follow the request of the operating room supervisor. Or D. Provide dependable, reliable services to enhance the quality of patient care. Correct answer is D. Provide dependable, reliable services to enhance the quality of patient care. Question 2. Control of emissions into the air and water is regulated by the A. Food and Drug Administration. B. Environmental Protection Agency. C. Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Or D. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Correct answer is B. Environmental Protection Agency. Question 3. Ethics is the practice of A. Doing the right thing. B. Dealing with what is bad. C. Not recognizing culture beliefs. Or D. Discussing patient issues with friends. Correct answer is A. Doing the right thing. Question 4. Compliance with the Occupational Safety and Health Administration regulations is A. Optional. B. Required by law. C. Recommended whenever there is time. Or D. Doing what you want to do. Correct answer is B. Required by law. Question 5. Which of the following establishes sterilization practice standards based on opinion, research, and or theory? A. Occupational Safety and Health Administration. B. Association for the Advancement of Medical Instrumentation. C. Environmental Protection Agency. Or D. Food and Drug Administration. Correct answer is B. Association for the Advancement of Medical Instrumentation. Question 6. Recommended practices are A. Documents that reflect state and federal regulations. B. Principles, laws, or rules designed to govern behavior. C. Established norms determined by opinion, authority, research, and or theory. Or D. Statements of sound principles of practice that are based on scientific data and the opinions of experts. Correct answer is D. Statements of sound principles of practice that are based on scientific data and the opinions of experts. Question 7. The Environmental Protection Agency, Food and Drug Administration, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and State Departments of Health primarily issue A. Standards, B. Regulations, C. Professional practices, or D. Recommended practices. Correct answer is B. Regulations. Question 8. Standards for sterile processing practice are developed by the A. Food and Drug Administration, B. Environmental Protection Agency, C. State Departments of Health, or D. Association for the Advancement of Medical Instrumentation. Correct answer is D. Association for the Advancement of Medical Instrumentation. Question 9. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act provides for which ethical issue? A. Confidentiality. B. Employee rights. C. Cultural diversity. Or D. Theft of hospital property. Correct answer is A. Confidentiality. Question 10. Which of the following class of fire extinguishers would be used for an electrical equipment fire? A. Class A. B. Class B. C. Class C. Or D. Class D. Correct answer is C. Class C. Question 11. An established norm which is based on theory is called A. A. Policy. B. Standard. C. Regulation. Or D. Recommended practice. Correct answer is B. Standard. Question 12. Before a pesticide can be marketed and used in the United States, it must be evaluated and registered by which of the following? A. Food and Drug Administration. B. Environmental Protection Agency. C. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Or D. Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Correct answer is B. Environmental Protection Agency. 13. Chemical and biological indicators must be cleared by which of the following agencies? A, Food and Drug Administration. B, Occupational Safety and Health Administration. C, Environmental Protection Agency. Or D, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Correct answer is A, Food and Drug Administration. Question 14. If healthcare facilities reprocess single-use devices, the devices must be cleared by A, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, B, Environmental Protection Agency, C, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or D, Food and Drug Administration. Correct answer is D, Food and Drug Administration. Question 15. Which of the following single-use items are exempt from the Food and Drug Administration's third-party reprocessing regulation? A, arthroscopic shavers, B, sequential compression sleeves, C, pacemakers, or D, laparoscopic instruments. Correct answer is C, pacemakers. Question 16. The sterile processing technician can play a role in fire safety by A, keeping fire doors closed, B, storing supplies 10 inches from sprinkler heads, C, placing combustible materials in the trash can, or D, placing tape over cracks in quartz. Correct answer is A, keeping fire doors closed. Question 17. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has a great effect on sterile processing activities by its regulation of occupational exposure to airborne contaminants, exposure to bloodborne pathogens, and which of the following? A, reprocessing of single-use devices. B, communication of workplace hazards. C, reporting of malfunction medical equipment. Or D, the chemical products used in SPD. Correct answer is B, communication of workplace hazards. Question 18. The Medical Device Reporting Regulation requires A, sterile processing employees to report all work-related injuries, B, healthcare facilities to register single-use devices to be reprocessed, C, sterile processing employees to report failure to wear personal protective equipment, or D, healthcare facilities to report deaths or serious injuries from medical devices. Correct answer is D, healthcare facilities to report deaths or serious injuries from medical devices. Question 19. Which agency requires that eyewash stations be available for emergency use? A, Association for the Advancement of Medical Instrumentation. B, Food and Drug Administration. C, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Or D, Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Correct answer is D, Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Question 20. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration's Hazard Communication Standard requires that the SDS safety data sheet must be available for A, all instrument trays, B, all packaging material, C, chemicals that can harm you, or D, each chemical in the department. Correct answer is D, each chemical in the department. Question 21. To comply with the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's Hazard Communication Standard Right to Know, employees must ensure that which of the following is available for employees? A, emergency eyewash stations. B, information on exposure limits for ethylene oxide. C, bloodborne pathogen exposure plan. Or D, safety data sheets for chemicals. Correct answer is D, safety data sheets for chemicals. Question 22. Any injury to an employee, no matter how slight, should be A, examined by a physician, B, checked by an infection prevention, C, documented in an incident report, or D, documented by the emergency room nurse. Correct answer is C, documented in an incident report. Question 23. Which of the following defines what a department must do? A, policies, B, standards, C, procedures, or D, recommended practices. Correct answer is A, policies. Question 24. Steps for performing a task are defined in A, policy, B, standard, C, procedure, or D, recommended practice. Correct answer is C, procedure. Question 25. Any equipment with an electrical cord that is cracked, frayed, or broken should be A, thrown away, B, sent out for repair, C, cleaned and distributed, or D, disinfected and sent out for repair. Correct answer is D, disinfected and sent out for repair.